Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just praise you. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. Lord, that we're in tremendously wonderful time. And Lord, we thank you for your faith that's been poured out upon your people to believe the impossible can happen. And we praise you, Father. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, that we're in a time now that we can believe for pumps, water lines, vehicles, tractors, whatever, and you'll fix them, service them, do whatever, and bring them back, Lord, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord, that you have given us bold faith to put you, take you out the box and believe everything comes through you now. And we praise you, Father, that when we believe that, it happens. Lord of God, it happened. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that this day is not any day special, because we just believe that when we need something, a circumstance comes up, anything, that we can get through anything, anytime, anywhere, because you are the one that's in charge. And we praise you and we glorify you, Father, for all the things that you're showing us. And I thank you, Father, for pouring out your grace upon your people tonight. And we praise you and we glorify you that your power and your authority is already instilled in your people, Lord. And I thank you that tonight's not any, is going to be just as powerful and anointed as any of them. Lord, I thank you for your glory poured out upon your people also, because I see wonderful things coming up ahead in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your leading tonight, that your Holy Spirit would lead us into whatever it is that you want us to speak about. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God, glory to God. All right. I tell you, we're in wonderful times, aren't we? People can look at the world and say, oh my, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. But I look at it as an opportunity for God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. All right, has anybody got a prayer request? I want to bless that baby. Eden, you're blessed in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that that whole household is blessed. And we praise you, Father, that that baby is blessed with good health, good eating habits, and no problems whatsoever in Jesus' name. We pray your protection around that house also, Lord. And we thank you, Father, everything's going to be lovely with that baby in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you for bringing our brother Pat back too, Lord. We appreciate it. Thank you. All right, Claire, go ahead.
I would like to bring my husband to the throne of grace.
Okay.
He is, Lord, you know that no allergy can touch Rian, because he loves you, Lord, and you've washed him in the blood of the Lamb. And you let him walk in righteousness, Lord, and you've blessed him with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And you've enlightened the eyes of his understanding, and you've given him the opportunity and the grace, Lord, to repent and to grow in you and to love you and run after you, Lord. And there can be no curse that is causeless. I just rebuke the attempts of the enemy to steal the joy and to make this path to Christ burdensome. We pick up our cross daily, Lord, but that cross does not include sickness. We will gladly suffer for you, Lord, but we don't accept the curse. And I rebuke this thing off my husband in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We hook our faith up with Claire and we believe it's done. We command health into him. There's no room, like Claire said, there's no room for you in there in Jesus' name. We command those sinuses to clear up and be healed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everybody believes that, don't you? Glory to God, glory to God. It is done. Thank you, Father, for doing that for our brother Rhea. Okay. Not permitted is absolutely correctamundo. That's a little Spanish lingo there for y'all that don't know. All right. Anyone else? Hey, Willie. Good to see you, brother. All right.
We have a prayer request.
Okay.
Michael, I texted you like a month ago, so you kind of know a little bit, but we've been really struggling. Like, just the enemy's been ravaging both of us and trying to tear us apart. It's just really hard. Everything that's going on, just lots of temptation, lots of attacks, lots of everything, you know. And I don't even know what's going on. Just like I'm being attacked with like selfishness and control and worry. I don't know if you want me to share anything about.
I was just, it's, both have come to the conclusion that a deliverance has to happen. She's been manifesting here and there. I'm coming off, maintenance medication for, opioids. So, and, it's hard to get fellowship up here. We just went to a spiritual retreat, Florida, and we're thinking about going to New York City, and, we're just spreading out. We're in a weird time, you know, so, yeah, if we can get prayer for finding out what we need deliverance from, and
I know what I have to. I'm dealing with like bitterness is what the Lord keeps showing me towards him. And maybe you want me to share what happened. He had relapsed what, like 2 months ago. And I ever since then I kind of like have lost it. Like I struggled with things beforehand, but like I totally just feel like this horrible dark presence over me ever since that happened. And every time I'm asking the Lord, like, what's going on? It's like, I feel disoriented. I feel weird. I feel like this darkness, like, all around and so much pain in my body. And then every time I'd ask the Lord, what's going on? The only thing he's shown me really is giving me two dreams about me being really angry at him. And like, I keep trying to let it go. And for some reason, I guess I'm not. So I need prayer to like, let go of that bitterness
Right.
and everything because I don't want to be divided any longer. I don't want the enemy to have any place in this marriage, especially now that we have this little beautiful baby. I want her just to
Amen.
know Christ and that's it.
Have the conjure with that one.
Yeah. And I've been dealing with rebellion too, of like not submitting to him and trying to control things as well. And I don't want to be like that. Just a lot of things have been going on and lots of fears have been rising up. Just the last 2 months have been horrible, and it's been really hard for both of us.
And
Okay.
we're in that stage where I'm dealing with honesty and being upfront and also
Yeah.
being fully not worldly. We have things in the house like little things like Pokemon stuff. And as I'm learning to the word, it's like I struggle with going not being lukewarm, but all 100%, like where to draw the lines and stuff. So we're figuring out, we're reaching out, and
Have y'all
praise
been
God, not
listening
gonna tear
to
us apart,
David's?
but.
Have y'all been listening to David's messages, studies,
The new ones?
any of them?
Yeah, the ones on YouTube, yes.
Okay, all right. A good one. A lot of the, have you read The Real Good News?
My mom has that book at home.
That's a good one to get into. The Real Good News. Also, if you want to do it here, we can do it here right quick because it ain't gonna take long to get you free. But you have to keep it free. You have to keep yourself free, Katie. You have to cast down those vain imaginations that come before you because they're not, they're gonna come back and they're gonna try to get back in. They want to get back in, those demons do. But just remember this: anger, bitterness, and all of that is unforgiveness.
Yeah.
And unforgiveness will send you straight to hell
Yeah.
if you
I
die
saw
with
David's
that
video
unforgiveness.
that came up. I was like, oh.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we can get rid of them. And we can get rid of the addiction spirits that has hindered Tim's walk also. If y'all want to do this right now, we can do it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. In the name of Jesus right now, y'all believe with me. Everybody in here, believe with me. In the name of Jesus right now, I command that spirit of bitterness and anger, Jezebel, go right now in the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness, go in the name of Jesus. And every tormenting spirit associated with it, I command you to go from Katie right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, Father. In the name of Jesus, I command every spirit that has been tormenting her mind and depriving her sleep to go from her right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Anybody else got anything that you're seeing that needs to be prayed for? Go right ahead. Just do it. Glory, hallelujah. We just praise you, Father, that Katie is cleansed in Jesus' name. I command all witchcraft curses spoken against her cast down as null and void right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for your cleansing power going through her right now. And Lord, I ask and I pray as Katie raises her arm like a funnel that she be filled with the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Look at me, Katie. Hold your arms up like this. This is a funnel like this. There you go, girl. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for filling her up with your Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for Katie in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you, Lord, that she is free of these and she is going to be steadfast in her boldness against the enemy in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for filling her heart with love, joy, peace. Oh, yes. Woo-hoo, glory to God, glory to God. Did you feel that? Ooh, my. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Oh, all right. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. She's free. All right. Now you, Tim.
I was, if I can help with the flesh, I was delivered from addiction in Florida. I fell and, yeah, but I'll go again. No, I shouted and it left me. It's just, dealing with the flesh and, I actually dropped from 145 to 50 on my medicine. I went completely done with it. I just didn't have enough faith to go cold turkey. And that's something I'm dealing with. So.
You can still pray for it. Yeah. Because
What are you on now? What do they give you for to come off of that?
50 methadone. I was on 145 for 2 years. And I decided to do cold turkey. I went 8 days of withdrawal. Went down to Florida. I got delivered from the spirit of addiction I manifested. And that was what, almost 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I came up here and, I just had the feeling just to start. I was going to go back on it, but I didn't. I decided to titrate off and now I'm on 50. So they didn't recommend it. They didn't want me to do it, but I went and requested the doctor and told me to stop. In my heart, I would have wanted a testimony just to come off it right away, but I believe I'm just right now, I'm just not strong enough and, that's
okay. On me. All right. One thing about this walk that you're on right now is confessing the good confession. Okay. And when you confess the good confession, I have the boldness. I have the faith. I have everything that I need in Christ. You don't, but Christ in you does. And Lord, I thank you. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I am. Yes, I was.
Okay. Have you spoken in tongues? Do you speak in tongues?
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. So that's 90% of the battle right there. Yeah. All right. Here's the other 10%. In the name of Jesus, I command these tormenting spirits to leave him alone. Right now, in Jesus' name, your home has been taken over by the Holy Spirit. You don't have any room anymore. In Jesus' name, we command you to leave him. In Jesus' mighty name, go right now in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that Tim is completely free of any kind of addiction. And I thank you, Father, from this point on, everybody point your finger at Tim because I command that, what do you call that when you're coming off of that stuff? Withdrawals. No more. Will not have any withdrawals at all. He can drink a glass of tea, bless God, and he'll be fine. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord, that he is free of that. And methadone will not help him from this point on. It'll just make him high. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And he'll know that he is free from it in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, since he's got his hands up, I thank you for giving him a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit to the point that he is completely filled from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet and back up again in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, Father, for placing it in him to pray in the Spirit every day for long periods and all the time. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. It is done, praise God, forevermore. And I thank you, Father, for placing that joy, peace, and rest in his heart. And I thank you, Father, we're going to hear the good report next time we get together that he and Katie are having the best time of their life because you're the center of their life in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody believe that?
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God, glory to God. Yeah, so, ooh, glory to God. Man, the presence of the Holy Spirit is awesome. Thank you, Father. Glory to God, glory to God. Okay, the doorkeeper of rejection, you go from both of them in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You doorkeeper in the spirit of rejection and fear of rejection, go from them both in the name of Jesus. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful, wonderful deliverance that you've given Katie and Tim and Eden also. We command any kind of spirits that may have jumped on him to go too in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that he is sleeping 7 hours a night, or she, I'm sorry, she in 7 hours a night. And I thank you for that, Father. I should have recognized that when I saw the pink. Praise God. Okay, it's done. Bless you. You're blessed. You have been freed. Just keep casting them down. They ain't got no room anymore. What are you, you know, that's the way I always did. What are you doing? Go out there and do a wheeling, come back. Are you kidding me? Uh-uh. You ain't allowed in this house, bless God. That's what you do. You have to get mad at them. You can't come in here. You have been taken out of here, and you're going to stay out in Jesus' name. Go, Claire.
While we were praying, Katie and Tim, the Lord sometimes blesses me with visions while we're going through deliverance with people. And so I say this as a, you know, just the messenger who saw it. There's others here that also see things. So, and maybe you do too. But while we were praying, I saw on you, Tim, on your left side, there was this really dark spirit. Don't know what it was, but as we were commanding the angels, I was commanding the angels here, to go minister to you, and I saw your angel just rise up behind you and just flick this thing off with his sword. So whatever it was, my brother, it's gone. It is gone.
Praise God.
And I saw,
thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
That beautiful little girl is enrobed in an orb of light. And I'll tell you this, when my baby was born, almost 12 years ago, a beautiful woman who was an older woman then, she said to me, she saw that Mika was in a bundle of love. She said she's been born in the love, in this bubble of love, and she saw it. And it's blessed me, and my child's turning 12 in 2 weeks, and I know she's still in that bubble of love. The Lord is protecting her, and I want you to remember this for always, because your child is in light. She's going to be raised in the light. There's nothing that's going to penetrate that light. Praise God. You've got the victory. You just have to keep the victory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Just to be sure, I command faction to go from both of them in Jesus' name. You go in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Glory to God. It's done. Ooh, my. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Julie.
Well, Father, just thank you, Lord, for this deliverance. I thank you for our brother and sister, Father, and I pray that you give them both just a hunger and thirst for your word, and insatiable, Lord, that they would just crave your word and be in it, and get filled. And Lord, just lead them and guide them in their lives, their marriage, their relationship with you, Father, and bless them. Bless them. Pour out your grace upon them, Lord, and help them, Lord, to come join us all the time, because we need each other. We need them. They need us, and we're supposed to be one body. So we don't want anyone straggling behind. We don't want anybody feeling like they don't belong. So thank you, Lord, that these deliverances are taking place, and they're made whole. And I just thank you, Lord, for the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts being in operation when we come together, because your presence is here, Father, and your presence, Lord, is what we desire. And I just pray blessings on each and every one of my brothers and sisters, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for the unity of the Spirit and the love that we have for each other, Father, that it increase more and more. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Okay, Missy, a.k.a. L-S-S. Go for it, girl.
What's that mean, L-S-S?
Think about it a minute. You'll get it.
Whatever. Okay. I also command criticism and condemnation to go from them both in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. And that their words will be full of grace, Lord, for each other, encouragement towards each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, thank you, Father. Go ahead, Benita.
I just want to praise the Lord for this, Katie and Tim, born again, spirit-filled brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ, Lord. And we just remember that what the word says, that Satan, he's just a liar. He just lies all the time. That's just what he speaks. We don't listen to that. We're born from above. We've got Christ. He is our nature. We don't have to listen to that. So just cast that off every time. I mean, it's just not true. It's a lie. But praise the Lord. He's healed us. He's sanctified us. He's just done all the work on the cross. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yep. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Willie. You got to unmute. We can hear you better. There you go.
All right. Just trying to figure it out. Zoom drives me crazy no matter how much I try to figure out how to unmute. Like, oh, there it is. But yeah, I would like to share something about my personal life because I dealt with the same thing. This advice I would love to give you. Remember, you know, it says that the heart, you know, is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Whatever you're dealing with in the secret place, confess everything to the Lord. And that's going to be the hardest part about dying to yourself. Confessing everything. This has nothing to do with what you're trying to do for each other. This has everything to do with utterly being separated unto God. God's going to take care of the unity part, just like he did with Adam and Eve. But you can't hide anything. You want to reverse deliverance? Start hiding things in your heart. Start taking, hold on to those little secret sins and find out what's going to happen. You're going to figure out that those are your greatest enemies because they hide behind the baggage, you know. But they're the ones that are greatly in charge, you know. Don't hide anything from God when you're praying. No, oh God, bless me. Oh God, bless me. You know, it's about, when you get before him, it's about being true before him. Because whatever you think you're going to hold on to, just it's not going to happen. It's going to manifest itself in your actions, in your words, in your behaviors, in your thoughts, in your dreams, you know. And then you're going to be like, oh, their prayers didn't work. You know, you can't hide anything. The Lord would not allow me to hide anything from him. And when I tried to, it reared its ugly head as being one of the worst obstacles, you know, but it showed itself as a little thing, like a faraway thought, something that was so minor that, you know, I can handle it because no, you can't handle the flesh. You can't handle sin and you can't handle the devil. You know, the natural man can't do that. These are spiritual things. The rebellion of the flesh is spiritual. Sin is spiritual. The evil one is spiritual. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. It's not about the wife being disappointed with the husband and the husband being disappointed with the wife. You know, it boils down to, if there are things you don't like about God, you need to tell him that. You know, if there are things you don't believe about God, you need to tell him that, you know. And the more you stay an open book before the living God, confessing and then requesting, Lord, I don't believe this about your word, but grant me more grace so I can believe it. Don't sit there and try to believe it. Don't sit there and pretend to believe it. Don't try to imagine yourself into believing it. Let your request be made known unto God. He says that he answers your prayers before you even open your mouth. But that's if you desire to be an individual after his own heart. You know, and it's going to feel very sacrificial. It's going to feel like you're being killed. And you are. That part of that sin nature has to die. And it's not going to be like Alakazool, a magical pool. No. No. Part of that deliverance is Christ had to die. And then he had to be raised from the dead. And with that, you have to let it all die. You know, I tried to throw away the things that I had habits to, and I was like, I'm going to make God happy. And I went and threw it in the garbage. And man, I went back and bought it. Because honestly, within myself, I didn't want to let it go. I didn't want to confess I wanted to let it go, you know, and I was feigning righteousness. And don't feign anything before God. You know, he reads you like an open book. You know, that's why he says, come to the throne boldly, because there's nothing of yourself hid from him. But yet he's accepting you to come before the throne boldly by the blood of Jesus. So there's nothing that you need to hide. And there's nothing that you can hide. And so don't hide anything in the secret place of the Most High God, you know. He's jealous over you with a godly jealousy, and he will make manifest the things that are true in your heart and the things that are untrue in your heart. You know, I'm going to quit drugs for my wife. No, I'm not. I'm just going to tell you there. I'm telling you how I had to be honest before God. I'm going to quit drugs because of my children. No, I'm not. I had to quit drugs because I wanted God to truly deliver me. I wanted God to do it. I needed him to do it, you know. My children didn't die for me. My wife didn't die for me. No one else died for me except for him. So I had to tell him, you know, I'm not going to do it for this. I'm not going to do it for that. I don't even have a desire to not want to stop doing it. And I had to tell him that too. Those little secret things that hide in the background like that. Oh God, help me. And you're like, man, I can't wait to get my hands onto some, you know, bacon and bits. You know, you got to tell him that. God, here I am asking you to help me, but what I really want to do is this. And you tell him that. Straightforward, honesty, man. I'm at where I'm at right now. You know, I could not understand Pilgrim's Progress until now. You know, I thought I understood it back then until, you know, I started working on that death to self, and that open honesty, open book before God brought me not only the prayers of deliverance that people have prayed for me, but the power to remain in it. You know, and it's awesome. But that's part of my personal life I had to share about, you know, it. Yeah, it'll work. Trust me. All right, I'm muting.
All right. Thank you, Willie. That was very good. And it was awesome. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
Well, since Willie mentioned Pilgrim's Progress, on Saturday, someone gave us a verse. Let me just get these things on. It was 2 Chronicles 20. And I've been doing a little bit of study on just the journey of a person, you know, and there was the verse she gave. I can't remember the verse, but I just went because my e-sword will close with the last chapter that's on there, and I looked it up, and so I decided the next morning to read the whole chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and I had some really cool verses, because what I'm looking at is a pilgrim's progress. That's the Lord is trying to show you your progress with him, and so it was 20 and 9 of 2 Chronicles. If evil come upon us, the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we will stand before his house and before thee. For thy name is in the house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, for thou will hear and save. And behold, you know, in the 11th verse, how they reward us and come in to cast out and to come and cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. You know, the Lord has come into you, and now they want to cast him out of you, and that's kind of weird, you know. And 12 cents, our God, wilt thou, O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that come against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And of course, 14 says that a guy got a word from the Lord when this was going all on, and in the midst of the assembly. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, which is going to be our churches. And thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, fear ye not, neither be dismayed by reason of the great multitude. For the battle is not ours, not yours, but God's. And there was just so many wonderful verses where the Lord's showing us a pilgrimage that we're on, you know. There's a wonderful pilgrimage in a few verses in Philippians. I'm just going to bring them up too. And it'll knock your socks off that this is our pilgrimage that the Lord is making us aware of, you know, in Philippians 1. And 20, 24, Yet to abide in the flesh is more needful for your sake. Now, this is Paul saying that he has to be around. It's a pretty good one for the man child, the bride, and the witnesses. This is why we have fellowship too. But if to live in the flesh, if this shall bring fruit from my work, then what I shall choose, I know not. But I am in a strait betwixt the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ. For it is far better, yet to abide in the flesh is more needful for your sake. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide, yea, and abide with you all in your progress and joy and in your faith. And of course, you know, all these words speak of a progress. There's another great one in 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3 to 2 and 1. And these are your pilgrim's progresses today that the Lord has written for you in the Word. And there's a big long one at the last book there that we all have to. He's giving you a future pilgrim's progress to abide in when he speaks of prophecy to come. So in knowing that, you know, you get to read some of the Shepherd of Hermas. I just re-downloaded the Pilgrim's Progress little picture on from YouTube. It's a pretty good one. It's fairly close to the real book, you know, and something to watch and meditate on with your own life. And of course, I have this new book, The Escape from Christendom, which is kind of a dream and then a pilgrim's progress. It's also in one of the studies. David Eales referenced this book and did a study on it. And of course, Shepherd of Hermas, he also referenced that one and he did a study on it. I have those two down here. And how do I know I am in the Spirit? That was the confessed promises of God. That was one of the David Eales's videos. And Highway to Holiness, David Eales, what does the Bible say about being holy? And that's the one with Shepherd of Hermas. And the other one is the other one with the part of that book, Escape from Christendom. And well, praise God that he gives you a pilgrim's progress in quite a bit of the Word. And I so far, I've just been looking all the time saying, is there a progress here for me? Is there a journey here? You know, there's the journey, there's the Psalm journeys that we have. And the Psalm 91, and there's another, I think it's 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. So you should have a good night's sleep. And it goes on from there. And it's just so lovely that what the Lord wants to do. I would encourage people to read that. Those chronicle ones, because it was like the Lord was going to fight the battle. I was just too excited. I may have read them wrong, actually. I was stumbling at the word because I want to get this out, because I guess it's a revelation for me. I'm pretty sure it's been a revelation for quite a bit, used for a while. But this progress, you know, I like the one there. And I think it was, what was it now? It was 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3 to the end of chapter 1 is a really good pilgrim's progress. And, it's all over the place. It's telling you how to be in your journey. And the Lord gives lots of good advice even in Ephesians, what was being read the last Bible study. Well, praise God, and I hope this gives people incentive that he's even giving you a heads up on your future progress. And he wants to help us. He loves us. And we need to be in prayer and spiritual prayer and prayer for everyone. and for the people who are suffering overseas and who are going through many hardships there, even some loss of lives that we know of. So we ask the Lord to be with them too. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew. Glory to God. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I just got an idea a while ago. And I don't believe I got it. I believe the Holy Spirit placed it in my mind. I would like for everybody to confess something out of the Word that applies to you. And I'll give you an example. As soon as I find one. I confess, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Therefore, I possess impossibilities becoming realities. For I am linked up with God by divine birth. Glory to God. You see what I'm saying? Find you a scripture, and we'll do this in a little bit if y'all want to get a little time to find you one, and confess who you are in Christ. Glory to God. Confess who you are in Christ. Andrew has one. Go for it, brother.
I always got my new scriptures close by here. This is a fairly new one for me. It's probably been a really old one for some of you, but I think it was just said once, and I said, I got to take that one down and remember it. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of the faith, lay hold of eternal life. Like, I know you're saved, but sometimes you just got to lay hold of that Jesus because he's inside of you. Whereunto thou was called and didst confess the good confession in the sight of many witnesses. Everybody knows you're saved. All those witnesses, everybody's a witness, you know. But there are witnesses for Christ too. You know, you've been confessing. You've been confessing your salvation, giving your how you came to the Lord for in front of so many people for so many years now. And you should always confess the Lord too when you're in a trial or someone's trying to tell you to believe something you shouldn't, and you got to just say, well, the Lord says this, and that's what I'm going for. Anyway, so praise God, fight the good fight, that lay hold on the eternal life.
Amen.
He's in there.
Okay, go ahead, Claire. Thank you, Andrew.
Mine is John 10:10. The thief cometh not but that he may steal, kill, and destroy. But here's the good part. I came that I may have life and may have it abundantly. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's another good one. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Julie, go ahead.
This is 1 Peter chapter 1 and 13. Therefore, gird up your minds and be sober. Set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Thank you, Father. We confess that is ours in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Missy.
I've been raised with Christ, and I seek the things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, and I'm seated there with him.
Amen.
I seek the things which are above, not the things which are on the earth. For I died and my life is hid with Christ, with God in Christ Jesus. For when Christ, my life is manifested, then I shall also be manifested with him in glory. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
Now, Psalm 100, verse 3, know you that Jehovah, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Amen.
Amen. Could you give me that reference again? Psalms what?
100?
100? Okay.
Verse 4.
Verse 4, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Praise God. Another good one. All right, Barry. Or Marilyn. Or both. You must unmute. I can't hear nothing.
How did I do that to myself? I got it from Michael. That's what happened.
I guess so.
There we go. 2 Corinthians 6:18. And will be to you a father, and ye shall be to me sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, hallelujah. All right. Anna, go ahead.
I have two.
Okay, that's fine.
2 Corinthians 5:21 says that we are become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, or in him. So that to make that into a confession, I reworded it. But thank you, Lord. We are the righteousness of God. And the other one, where is it? It's 2 Corinthians 7 something. I'm sorry, just a second. No, 1 Corinthians 7 something. Where it says that the believing husband and the believing wife sanctify each other, and thus the children are holy. So thank you, Lord. Our families are sanctified. Whether our spouses believe or not, our families are sanctified and our children are holy. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Two good ones. Thank you, Anna. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mine is 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the word of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God.
Amen.
Amen. We confess we have the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Cheryl. Go ahead, Barbara.
Mine is 2 Corinthians 3:18. I behold in the mirror the glory of the Lord, and I am transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord the Spirit. Amen. I claim that. Praise God.
Amen. We confess we look like Jesus when we go out the door in the morning.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Get out of bed.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I look just like Jesus. Talk like Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I act like Jesus. Glory to God. That's a good one, Barbara. Thank you. Very obscure scripture there. Go ahead, Ben.
Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and no longer I live, but Christ liveth in me. And what I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. You are such an awesome God. Okay, Vanita, what you got for Cole?
Okay. I've got Mark 16:17. And these signs will follow all of us who believe. In his name, we will cast out demons. We will speak with new tongues. We will take up serpents. And if we drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt us. And we will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Amen.
Amen. They sent them out to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, didn't he? And bring the gospel to them. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Father. All right, Katie, Tim.
2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind.
Yeah. Amen. We confess we got a sound mind. Got the mind of Christ, don't we? Glory to God. All right, you got another?
Yeah, I picked John 4:14. He's talking to the Samaritan woman, saying that whoever drinks from this well will thirst again. Whatever drinks from his cup will never be thirsty and will have eternal life.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're filled up with your spring water. Glory to God. We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Patrick.
Colossians, starting in 1:9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray and make request for you, that ye may be filled, or we may be filled, with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord unto all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to the might of his glory, unto all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks unto the Father, who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father, Lord of God. Yeah. Let me give Josie hers. She says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, I am a new creation in Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. We are looking like Jesus, acting like Jesus, and talking like Jesus. Lord of God, because we are a new creation. The old man has died, and we ain't nothing but Jesus anymore. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right, Julie. Thank you, Josie.
I have another verse I want to share and personalize for me. It's 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore my sin in his body on the tree, that I might die to sin and live unto righteousness. And by his wounds, I have been healed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, all of us have needs it. Glory to God. We're all healed. We confess that in the name of Jesus. We walk around fully healed in divine health. Glory to God. All right, Isaac and Mariana.
Hello, Mariana.
Okay.
This one is 1 Timothy 6:12. I put it, I will fight the good fight of faith. I will lay hold of the eternal life whereunto I was called and did confess the good confession in sight of many witnesses.
Lord of God. Yes, Lord. Woo, man. Somebody needs to get excited in this place. Glory to God.
All I want right, to tack on to that too.
All right, go ahead, Isaac.
All righty. Romans 6:11. Even so, I confess that I am dead unto sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I'm trying to get this pen to work right. You go to work in Jesus' name. Okay. Yes, that's our good one. Thank you, Lord. Y'all know how to spell Goodern. G-O-O-D-E-R-N, Goodern. All right, go ahead, Barry. Marilyn.
Go ahead. Luke 10:19-20. Behold, the Lord Jesus has given me power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Notwithstanding, I rejoice not in this, that the spirits are subject unto me, but rather I rejoice because my name is written in heaven.
Woo, Lord of God, yeah. Snakes and the serpents ain't got a chance, do they? Lord of God, not this bunch. My Lord, have mercy. All right, Benjamin.
2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who knew no sin, he made it to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Amen. That's a good one. Thank you, Jesus. Has anybody heard a bad one yet? Raise your hand. Don't you raise your hand. What's the matter with y'all? Praise God. All right, go ahead, Gano.
Romans 5:1. I am justified by faith, and I have peace with God through my Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. We do. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. All right, Angelica.
Okay, I'm going to do like Anna. I got two.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Luke 1:45. So I'm just going to read it and then confess it. And blessed is she that believed, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a fulfillment of the things which have been spoken to her from the Lord. So Father God, I thank you so much that I and we are blessed because we have believed your word, Father God, and there shall be a fulfillment of the things that have been spoken to us for the good, according to your promises in Jesus' name from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. That's a good one. Thank you, Father. Go ahead.
John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. So Father, I thank you that you chose me, Father God, and that I should go and bear fruit, Father God, and my fruit will abide. And that when I ask anything in your name, Lord God, you will give it to me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. That's exactly right. Glory to God. Go ahead, Missy.
I will not. This is 2 Corinthians 4. I think starting at 16. I'm not sure. I will not lose heart, but though my outward man is decaying, yet my inward man is being renewed day by day. For the light momentary affliction works for me more and more surpassingly an eternal weight of glory. I look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise you, Lord. I keep my eyes on you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord of God. Yes, we do. Thank you, Father. All right. Samuel and Tiana. Let's hear it.
Revelation 3:5. Who overcometh shall thus be arrayed in white garments, and I will in no wise blot his name out of the book of life. And I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, we will. Praise God. All right. Anybody else? Ooh, I got one. Proverbs 28:1. I confess that the righteous are bold as a lion. Glory to God. Therefore, I possess lion-hearted boldness in spiritual warfare. How many of you possess that? We all do, don't we? Glory to God, we got our sword a-swinging. Serpents and snakes' heads are being cut off even as we talk. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Ooh, I'm getting, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm getting ready to go out here and do some warfare. How about y'all? Amen. All right. Anybody else got one? That book is full of them. How many of you know the word is just plumb full of them? Here's another one. Hebrews 13:5. I confess that he will never leave me nor forsake me. Therefore, I possess the presence of God each step that I take, glory to God. He is with me every step I take. Amen. Glory to God. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Patrick.
Philippians 4, 13. I can do all things in him that strengthens me. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we can. Glory to God. All right. Anybody else? How about anybody else got some yoke destroying? There you go. Go ahead, Missy, a.k.a. L-S-S.
Stop it. Pat reminded me of this one. I forget the things which are behind, and I stretch forward to the things which are before. In Jesus' name, thank you, Amen. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All, everything's under the blood of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yeah, Anna, go ahead.
Can I share a dream that Obi had? But if now's not a good time, I can wait.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So Obi doesn't ever have dreams where he's seen the Lord, I don't think, ever before. But he was not feeling good last night. He threw up during our meeting, and he was just feeling bad, and he was begging to sleep in bed with us, and I wouldn't let him, mostly because no one would get any sleep if we did that. And so he slept in his own bed, and he didn't throw up. We prayed that he would not throw up in the night, because if there's one thing he can't stand, it's waking up, throwing up, and he'll just be screaming. And anyways, so he went to bed, you know, with his faith was a little bit weak there. He was like, I need to sleep with you. And I was like, no, you just have faith. You know, you're not going to throw up, because we prayed. So this morning he gets up and he's like, I had this dream where I saw God last night. And I was like, oh, really? Can you tell me about that? He said, yeah, I saw God. And I guess he took up like our whole living room. he wasn't able to describe it too well, but, and then he said, and I saw Jesus, and he was just a little shorter than God. And this part was so interesting. He said, I was like, well, tell me what they looked like. And he said, Jesus didn't look well, but he was well. I know he was well, but he didn't look well. And I was like, Obi, do you realize that's because he is well. He's alive and well and everything's fine. But he didn't look well because he was sick for you. And he was like, wow, like it was just really neat. And he's just really, he's really been resistant to wanting to be, he's wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but he really resists tongues. And so he's like, I don't know about tongues. I don't want to pray in tongues. And so we've, you know, done warfare over whatever spirit that is that's hindering him. And sometimes when I'm praying in the spirit, he'll be like, why are you doing that? So, you know, I've been reading him scriptures about it and everything. And we just been, the other day I talked to him about it and I was like, Obi, do you realize, you know, this is what the Lord wants for you? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, but you're resisting that. So let's pray. Do you want to pray? You know, the Lord will deliver you from whatever, you know, is making you not want this. And he said, yeah. So he prayed about it. And he said, and after the dream, when I woke up this morning, I prayed in tongues for just a couple seconds, whatever that means to him. So the resistance is gone. So praise the Lord. I was so excited for him. Thank you, Lord.
That is awesome. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right, I will have to ask him about that. I have some more music going on. I had to turn it off. all right, anybody else? I got one more. Mark 16 and 17, I confess that in the name of Jesus, I can cast out devils. Therefore, I possess dynamic deliverances as a devil master. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We all do. That is great. All right. Yeah. What's your name, Andrew? Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, that's another one I just recently got. I have on my list here. Colossians 2:15, having despoiled the principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Amen. Yeah, Isaac.
Yeah, I got one I'd like to confess. In John 14, well, actually two here. In John 14, 12, and then 13, I confess that he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And then on 13, I confess, and whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do. And I claim those things in Jesus' name.
You're muted, Michael.
I knew that. Don't say nothing, Patrick. Or Barry. All right. Let's see. Somebody said they got something in the chat here. Let's see. Revelation 5 and 6 from Samuel and David and Tiana. And I saw amidst the throne and the four living beings and amidst the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Looking here, trying to see if it, Isaiah 61. I have to find that one. Is there the whole chapter? Rion has one in the chat. I didn't see it.
Jeremiah 17:7.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Let me crank it up here. I shouldn't have opened my mouth. Jeremiah. I can't. I'm in the wrong Bible.
I got it.
There he is. Go for it.
I'll save you, Pat.
Thanks.
Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose trust the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spread out its roots by the river and shall not fear when heat comes. But his leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
Amen. I'm looking up one here. Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them a garland for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Yes, Lord. Lord of God, there's a lot there, but bless God, I confess it all for all of us. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. And they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolation. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Amen. Just keep going on and on and on and on. Praise God forevermore. All right. Anybody else? I like that background, Willie. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, I know that line. I know that line. Missy or Julie, either one, would you hunt up that message, that mountain song we heard the other day? You know which one, the warfare, the battle one? Yeah, okay. Good deal. Julie, go get it. All right. So I confess that I am a branch of the living vine in John 15:5, and therefore I possess vine life wherever I go. How many of you know the vine life is Jesus' life? Everything that's in the vine is in the branch, right? Lord of God, that's awesome. Thank you, Lord. I confess that I am the righteousness of God in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:21, therefore I possess the ability to stand freely in God's holy presence and in Satan's presence as a victor. Lord of God, we have victory over the Satan. I'm reading this out of a booklet that I created here some time back. Y'all want a copy of it? I'm just saying. You know what that means, don't you? I'm kidding.
A tithe, is that what you say, a tithe?
No, we don't tithe you. This is a gimme. No, I'll send it out in email to everybody.
I'm not. Just want to remind you about that's freely received, freely give.
Amen. 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 I can mute you too, Joe. That's right. Bless God. Yeah, you know I was kidding. Talking about the vine, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. That's how close I am linked to Jesus, right? He's the living vine, and I am the branch of that vine. That same life, love, joy, peace, power, wisdom, and ability that flows in the vine flows into that branch also. And wherever I go, the branch goes, the vine life flows. Glory to God. Boy, that's something to shout about, ain't it? My gracious sakes alive. Lord of God. All right, anybody got anything they'd like to confess as a child of God? Listen to this. He said, if you see an angel, ask him. He will tell you that my name is written down in heaven. Oh, wonder of wonders, I am a new creation in Christ, created by God, his own workmanship. God is now working within me both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. What is God doing within me? He's building me up, making me strong in faith. And how's he doing that? By his word. Lord of God. Anybody got anything they'd like to share? We had an interesting meeting last night. Very interesting meeting. Very good meeting. We had one on how the children should praise God in the fellowship. And it was awesome. We had a wonderful time last night. We just kind of scooted the chairs back and did some dancing. And sure, me and David did. I'm talking about me and David and dancing with the kids. And we just had a good time teaching them how it is to praise God. And David did a wonderful job of teaching them. And all I did was just have my taser handy just in case something, you know, gets out of line or something. But anyway, we really did. We had a wonderful time last night. Just an absolute wonderful time. I thought it was really good. Some of the mothers shared, you know, their trials and fixes and all of that stuff, raising children, you know. And David, he told them, you know, and they was telling about, you know, using spoons and everything. They said, I'll tell you what I use, what I was, I used a rubber hose. Doesn't leave any marks, he said. But he's right. It's effective. And I didn't use one. I had a paddle. I knew how to swing that paddle too, you know. Look, the Lord says to, train up a child with the rod and he'll be a good guy. He'll be a good man or a good woman. Now, how many of you know the boys sometimes, not all the time, can be worse than the girls? Barry says no. I never did have any trouble with them because we brought them up where I was king and that was it. and a one before is what I used. And then, you know, listen, you have to, here's what we taught them. You have to, when they start acting up, you have to make them more scared of you than the devils that rule them. You understand that? But you do it with love. You do it with love. After you beat them, you love on them and tell them why you beat them. Anybody got a problem with that? Because that's what the word says. With a rod. It said beat them with a rod. I didn't have a rod. I just, whatever was handy. BB gun. I don't know. You know, anything. Oh, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was, one of the thoughts that came to me, I know early on in my life of, you know, learning the ropes of raising kids and whatnot was just kind of a foundational point. And that was, God has given me children to train them to live in this world as opposed to me learning to live in their world. And it was, it just kind of put the role and the responsibility and the purpose kind of straightened it out in my mind and allowed me to be stern when I needed to be stern. And even though I don't normally or naturally am not normally or naturally that way, but it helped put my frame of reference correctly. I think, you know, look, what are we doing here? Am I learning to live in their world and adjust all of my life for them, or vice versa? And even so, doing that and setting that reference point straight, I found that God greatly taught me how to live in their world as well at the same time. But it was kind of weird. Anyway, that's all I had.
Amen. Well, the thing that I learned early on is discipline is necessary. A lot of nowadays they don't like to do that. The woke people, they say, well, you can't whip your child because you'll destroy his whatever it is that they think it destroys. If you don't, he's going to grow up to be an anarchist. You know what I mean? You've got to have discipline. And if you don't have discipline now, they grow up and they'll come against you. I remember the first time we got the twins when they were about 10, 11 years old. And they had a problem at night going to bed. Both of them slept in the same bed, bunk beds in the same room. But they'd wrestle till 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And first night they did that, I said, y'all need to hush. So I let it go on that night, but the next night I was tired. And I told them, I said, if we're not going to have any wrestling tonight, you got to go to bed and go to sleep. But I got to get up and go to work in the morning. Well, by 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, they started at shenanigans. And I just went in there and got the paddle that I had made with scriptures all over it. So one before made into a paddle. And I told Blake, I said, come on, Blake. Where we going? I said, we're going to the shop. I said, I need to talk to you. And I got him out there and I bent him over a barrel. And I smacked him a good one. And he got up. He didn't think I was going to hit him that hard. I said, Blake, I had to get your attention. I said, I didn't want to do it, but I had to get your attention. You were not doing what I asked you to do, and that's go to sleep. And tears just streaming down. And I didn't know you was going to hit me that hard. I said, well, you got your attention, didn't it? Yes, sir. And it was yes or no, sir, from then on, you know. But we had to come to Jesus meeting first. And I loved him. And we came back in. I said, okay, Austin. Austin took off running. I had to chase him down. Because Blake come in, he said, mm-mm. He said, it hurt. And Austin took off. But anyway, we got it all figured out. But I never had any problems with him at home anymore after that. Never did. Just one time. All right, anybody else? Now, the girls are easy. My girls are easy. I had my bluff on them from day one. But they could twist me around their little finger. You know what I mean? They jump up in my lap. Oh, Daddy, you are so cool. You know, all that kind of junk, and I just melt. I said, what do you need, honey? Them little girls can twist them daddies around their fingers. But they all turned out pretty good. All right, anybody else? So you're going to see a difference come Friday night in the fellowship. It'll be good. Oh, what, Isaac? Yeah.
So I was raised on a little, I wouldn't call it a farm, but we worked a lot. My dad was a tree trimmer, right? He owned his own business. And man, me and my brother, man, we worked all the time. We were always working. If I got picked up from school, I went to work, help my mom clean businesses because she's a janitor. I wouldn't get home till 11 o'clock at night, 11:30 every night. And in the summer, I worked with dad cutting trees. Anyways, so when we got whippings with a switch. Switches hurt because it's the green switch and you get hit. It's just not once, it's twice because it hits and wraps around, smashes again. So pow, pow, pow. And parents have the worst aim. They always hit me in the legs and my back. Anyways, that's a technique. I learned how to have bad aim with my children. Didn't know it's such a powerful thing. Anyways, but my brother, we would go to a woodshed. That's what my dad called it, woodshed, is a little shed on the side of the barn. And we'd wait for him, just like you'd imagine. About 30 minutes, he'd come out. You'd hear, you'd be waiting. They would be hugging each other, kind of crying because we're scared. Then you'd hear the door open and close. And then we're crying worse. And then you'd hear the branch snap. So it was all dramatic. But Nathan put pans in his britches. And so when Dan went to go with him, it was ping, ping. And he stopped. And I looked. I was like, oh, gosh. Dad said to me. He said, boy, you get out of here. So I took off running. I was like, see you, Nathan. He's got the light to listen.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Anybody else? He would tell me when I was like 12, 13, 14 years old, he said, go in there and assume the position on the organ bench, Michael. I'll be in there in a minute. Well, the weight is when you started sweating blood because you knew what was coming. And that was worse than the whipping itself, was sitting there waiting on Daddy, because Daddy was a big man. He could weld a belt real good. And he had about a size 40 waist, you know, and that belt looked like it was 6 foot long. You know? But he didn't have to whip me very many times before I got the message. All right, anybody else? All right, what y'all want to talk about? We got 30 more minutes. Let's talk about Jesus. Yeah, Joe.
Can I share something, Michael, but I need to share screen.
Okay.
Share the screen. Can I share screen?
Okay, let me get this going for you. All right, you got it.
Can anybody see? Let me put it in this one.
Yeah.
You can read
what
that?
What is that? Said Monday. YouTube posting time of clip 5744. Name of it, Are You Ready to Meet the Lord? Man running with torch. For me, it represents Jesus Christ. First, for who is the light and brings light to the dark world?
I was just interested. Can you see a man running with a torch there, Michael?
Just yeah, right there.
Yeah. It was just interesting on the clip. I'm not sure who posted it online.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's just interesting.
Wonder where that is. That on the YouTube?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. Okay.
What's the time clip if you want to watch it? It's
at 5744.
Yeah, you can see. Okay, now look at it. But it's the original screen. Okay. But just enlargement to show you as well.
It could have been. I think Chuck does that, doesn't he, Angelica? Put that back up there with the stuff written on it, Joe, just for a second. Yeah. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Okay. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Lots of favorites.
Yeah, go ahead, Julie.
Joe, can you forward that screenshot to me? Would you mind? Thank you.
All right, anyone else? That's pretty neat. I don't know, Sunil. It may have been. Chuck's pretty good with Photoshop, I think. He's pretty good with all those, all that kind of stuff. If that was Chuck did that one, I don't know. All right, what's next? Anybody got any questions? Or answers? Man, there's so much I can talk about, but I can't do it right now. There's a lot going on. A lot going on. Praise God. Yeah, Willie, I see you. How long you been sitting there with your hand up? You got to unmute if you got something to say. There you go.
Okay, there we go. I was sitting there, got a couple of neat things about, behold, I send you a sheep before wolves, you know, in the midst of wolves. And he says, you know, be therefore as wise as serpents and humble as doves. And, you know, the Lord showed me an interesting concept. He says, you know, wolves like to eat flesh. And so he's like, you know, that's to be drawn away by the lust of your flesh. And so he says to be wise as serpents. And he says, remember the fiery serpents in the wilderness that bit the people. And it also made the people wise, you know, not to rebel against God. And so he says, this is a scripture for that. Not one jot nor one tittle shall pass away from the law till all be fulfilled. As humble as doves, follow me. And so I found that to be really interesting, where he's like, you know, don't be drawn away by the lust of your flesh, you know. And if you do, please keep in mind, not one jot or tittle shall pass away from the law till all be fulfilled. So follow me. And I was just like, you know, the way he put that, I thought it was just so neat. And I'm like, that just makes total sense. It just makes a little wonderful total sense. And so he showed me something about John the Baptist. And he was like, yeah, John had camel's hair. And he had a leather girdle around his waist. You know, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. And he said, yeah, camel's hair. That means he's a sojourner. They travel through places that are, you know, a wilderness, a desert place, you know. So he was in the world, but he was not of the world. And he said the leather girdle that he wore around his waist that covered his loins is dead skin. So it represents being dead to yourself. And his meat was locusts and wild honey. And so the Lord says that's a doctrine that he preached. You know, he says the locusts, you know, are the curse. The honey is the blessing. And I was just like, that's really interesting how he used the camel to show that we are sojourners in the earth and that we are to make the world a wilderness unto us. And, you know, that leather girdle was to, you know, because sin is passed on, you know, by the man, you know, by the blood, you know, but that leather girdle around his waist showed that, you know, he was dead to sin in a sense, you know, because leather is just dead flesh. And if that dead flesh is around your loins, you know, you're dead to sin. And that, what his, you know, his diet. I kept wondering, like, I'm like, who's going to live off of locusts and wild honey in the desert? And the Lord was like, no, that's not what it means. You know, he neither came eating nor drinking. So he neither lived, he did not live according to the appetites, the pleasures of this world. You know, his doctrine was like locusts and wild honey. He came preaching baptism unto repentance, you know, And he reminded me of Egypt, how the locust came upon Egypt. You know, that was the curse, but the blessing, you know, was the wild honey. And so if you were to turn away from your sins, you know, you receive the blessing. And I was like, wow, he really was, you know, preparing them for the Lord and his coming. I just found it interesting how he was like a little prophetic prequel for what Christ was coming to do for man, you know. But that's all I got to say about it. There was another one I just can't remember right now. If I do, I'll bring it up.
Amen. That's awesome, Willie. Thank you for that. All right, Julie, you want to share a song?
Yeah, I will. I will do that. If you give me permission to share my screen.
Okay, you got it.
Would I worry when giants come calling my name? 'Cause my God is so much bigger than troubles I face. And why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? Oh, 'cause my God is so much better than all of these things. So I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promises true. So I speak to the mountain, tell them it's time to move. 'Cause my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than me. My enemies scatter, 'cause they know the battle is done. Oh, my God is stronger. The victory's already won. Oh, yeah, he died for my ransom and rose up on the third day. Yes, he is. Oh, my God is greater than death. God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than me. Oh, there's no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have, he doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too strong. There is nothing for God. There's no mountain too high.
God is bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger. My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I speak to the mountains. Oh, tell him it's time to move. 'Cause my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than you.
UBM Orchestra is learning that song. Praise the Lord. It's going to be good. Yeah, orchestra. You got to call those things that are not as though they were. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Marissa. Did you raise your hands? I guess not.
Just praising the Lord. Sorry.
Okay, that's good. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Cheryl, are y'all getting inundated with rain down there?
No, sir. I mean, we've gotten a little bit. We've been blessed, and I've been rebuking the worst of it, and we're good here. It's okay. Been really cool and pleasant, so I praise God for that because it's really hot when it gets hot okay. In these campers.
Yeah, amen.
Well, I want to give a testimony. The other day, and I want to confess that I had some anxiety and unbelief and worry and because I have gotten to the point to where my money has ceased. Well, it's been ceased, but I've run out. And I was worried, and I prayed, and I said, Lord, send me to a place where, you know, I can get a job and go forward and make my bills. And I had a lot of worry and anxiety, and that worry and that it's a weird feeling that I get when I get really anxious. It's like it's trying to claw out of me. I don't know. It's weird, and it's very uneasy. And I gave it all over to the Lord, my worry, and I said, Lord, I'm putting my trust in you that you're going to work something out. And the very next day, someone called me and wanted me to help take care of someone. So that was like, wow, the very last moment when I finally got to the end of myself and the worry and confessed the worry was sin and anxiety was sin and put my whole trust in God. You know, he showed himself faithful, and I want to give praise and glory to him. So that's.
Hey. Amen, Cheryl. Good testimony. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for teaching us to just rest in you when the things that we need are there. Amen. Every circumstance and everything that you need, God's got it.
Yes, he's proved that to me. And it's I wanted to confess that anxiety and rebuke it and cast it down and, you know, and stand on the promises. So.
All right. We believe with you. That anxiety is gone in the name of Jesus. You yes, go from you. Her and leave her. And don't you never even think about coming back. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right. Good testimony. Anybody else? Anybody know when Jesus says, the things that you've seen me do, you're going to do, and greater things you're going to do. What's the greater? Can I tell you what the greater is? What did Jesus do? He went around healing people, right? He went around making wine out of water, right? He went around and he multiplied food. He did all those things. But he never did heal a car. He never did heal a pump or a water line or anything like that. They didn't have them available back then. I'm sure he would have. But this is the greater things we're looking at. We've taken him out of the box and put him in each circumstance that we have. If it comes up, like Cheryl was talking about, don't get anxious about it. Give it to the Lord. Watch what he'll do. He'll fulfill everything that you need him to do. And he'll do it in a timely fashion too. There's a lot of things that we can get anxious about, but we don't need to. If we just step back and say, Lord, I have this need. And I'm looking to you because your word says that you're going to take care of everything that I need, that you have all the blessings in heaven stored up for us. I remember when Robert Flearden, I believe it was, went to heaven. And they saw this big warehouse with vines growing over it. Lord, what is that? He said, that's the blessings I've got for my people down there. And they don't ever ask for them. You know what it was filled up with? Body parts. All the body parts that we need. Just all kinds of body parts in there. Said they don't believe me for it. Or they'll believe for it for a little while and then they give up and go on back to the flesh. God's got it all out down there for us. Or up there, I should say, not down there. He's got anything we need at. Everywhere we look. If he could do the things that he's done for people throughout the ages, he'll do it for us. If he'll fix a quarter of a mile of water line that we couldn't find a leak in it unless we dug the whole thing up, and if he'll fix that line, he'll fix anything. If he'll fix a tractor that had a four-wheel drive in the front end that was all messed up on one side, and we just say, okay, Lord, we thank you for fixing our tractor. And David went down there, put his hand on it and prayed for it. It was fixed. How many of you know he's got some good mechanics? Had a guy call me on the phone one time when I was in Arkansas. A guy I knew, he used to be in jail, and I ministered to him while he was in jail. And when he got out, I had him do some work for me down at my house. And anyway, he called me one day and he said, Michael, my van won't go in reverse. And a thought came to him, just tell him, put your hand on the dash and pray for it. So I told him, I said, Bill, put your hand on the dash and I'll command that thing to work, and you're going to believe with me, and that's God, it's going to work. He said, okay. So he put his hand on there. I just commanded. I said, I command that reverse and that bound to work from now on. And then hung up the phone. He called me about 2 minutes later. He said, it's working, it's working. I said, yeah, did you have any doubt? He said, well, I had my thoughts. I said, I know, but I said, God worked through it. I said, now you can believe. You can believe for everything. So that's, we got to just declare things, declare them, declare them. It's like David, when we came up here, he got ready to take a shower. He said, now hit that switch. So I hit the switch and he went in there and got ready for the shower. Came back out. He said, do it again. I said, you mean turn it off, turn it back on? He said, yeah, I'll do that. So I did it. And I said, okay, you go, you go. And so he went in there. The next thing I don't know, before I could shut the panel door, the breaker box door, and get to the back door to go inside the house, he said, he hollered, he said, it's working. I said, Lord of God, that's awesome. That's awesome. And it hiccuped a few times. I'd get my head soaked down. I'd get my head soaked down in the shower, and that stupid demon would shut the water off. And I'd get mad, and I'd say, you lying devil, you get your hands off that water right now. And bam, it'd come right back on. And he did that, gosh, I bet you 3 or 4 times. He'd wait till I got soaked down. That stupid demon, you know it's a demon because he waited until you got soaked down. And I just turned the water off and I just pounded him, man. I said, you lying devil, you get out of my water line right now in the name of Jesus. You come back on, and I don't mean maybe. And I turned that shower back on, and here we go. It worked. It worked. You know, it's liable to work for 2 or 3 weeks or 3 or 4 days or whatever. Then he try to hiccup again. He done got tired of getting whipped. He don't even try it anymore. That's God. That's God. And like I told you, the pump and the motor would burn up too. It would burn up too. Throw the breaker up there. We just kept turning it on, kept turning it on, kept turning it on until it started working. That's so awesome. That told me right then God can do anything. I mean, if he could fix that thing, but it was buried underground about 2 feet for 1/4 mile, there ain't no way you could find a leak. The guy from the water company said, you got a bad leak between here and the pump. We have a pump, a booster pump, to get water up the hill from the water company. Because the pressure from the water company wouldn't push it up our hill. We're at 1,200 feet. And it wouldn't push it up the mountain. And so they had to put a booster pump in there. And that's what was happening. Thing was filling up with water, and it burnt the motor up, and it burnt the pump up. And it was nighttime and cold, and we were wet. We finally said, I tell you, David said, I tell you what, let's go up to the house and turn the breaker on. I said, I'm for it, let's go. So we went up to the house, and that's, y'all know the rest of the story. And it's working ever since. We got a Baptist guy down below, and it goes across his property. Our water line goes across his property. And he asked us here, about a month ago, he said, did y'all ever get that water line fixed? And boy, David grinned real big. He said, we sure did. He said, well, how'd you fix it? I never did see where y'all dug anything. He said, we did, and God fixed it. That's about all we could get out of him. And David went ahead and told him the whole story. He said, And he, you know, that's just hard for him to grasp. But anyway, bless God. God is so good. Oh, gracious sakes alive. He is so awesome. Then we had another neighbor over there asked me the other day, he said, did y'all ever get your water fixed? I said, yeah, let me tell you about it. He used to be a preacher, but I asked him, I said, I heard you used to be a preacher. He said, yeah. He said, who told you that? I said, it don't make any difference. Who told me? I said, I just wanted to know about it. He said, yeah. He said, I just got tired of all the hypocritical preachers out there. And I didn't want to go any further with it because he was in a lot of pain. Anyway, that's no reason to quit preaching just because there's a lot of them out there. You need to be the one that changes, right? Hey, we're almost out of time here. Glory to God. Anybody got any prayer requests before we go? Lord, I just pray for our friend, both our friends down here below the hill. We thank you, Father, for bringing them both into the kingdom with the truth of the gospel that they're riding on. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to open up their spiritual eyes to see the truth in the Word of God. I can't quit relying on the denominational garbage. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. I know that your time is coming when the tribulation hits, which is not too far away, it don't look like, that it's going to bring a bunch of folks to you, Lord. And I thank you for doing that because they have really misguided a lot of people. And we praise you, Father, that your elect are going to come out of them and come into the truth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Teddy and Tim and Eden. And we praise you, Father, that you're going to continue to fill them and get them, giving them the truth of the gospel. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we thank you, Lord, for blessing Willie, too. And blessing everybody in here, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And Lord, I thank you for raising the dead, too, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Everybody believe that? Amen. Good night, y'all.